Next, a story about a substance that's sold legally in some states, but not in others. Some people think it helps their health problems, but the federal government says it's dangerous. And if you want to buy it, you've got to know the right people. But it's not what you're thinking.
I mean, it's milk. It's the way our founding fathers drank it when they wrote the Constitution. It's the way it's been drank for thousands of years.
Jennifer Allen is an advocate for unpasteurized or raw milk. She's a plaintiff in a lawsuit brought by a Virginia-based group called the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, challenging the way the Food and Drug Administration regulates unpasteurized milk. Allen is 35 and lives in Council Bluffs, where she works in software sales. She's also a cancer survivor with lingering respiratory problems. A little over a year ago, a friend introduced Allen to raw milk, which she buys in Nebraska because sales are prohibited in Iowa. She's convinced it's improved her health.
I wasn't seeking the solution as food. It just kind of fell in my lap. And then it helped with things that I didn't even realize were an issue or could be solved, like my skin, my bone pain, digestive issues. So for me, it was about improving the rest of my body since my lungs aren't normal.
There are a whole host of purported health benefits of consuming raw milk. And the science that is associated with those is just not there. For example, the presence of probiotics in raw milk. That's not necessarily true.
Sam Beattie is a former food scientist with Iowa State University who left this month for a private sector job. Beattie says to consume enough of the healthy bacteria in cow's milk, you'd also have to ingest enough dangerous bacteria to make you sick. From 1993 to 2006, the Centers for Disease Control recorded more than 1,500 raw milk-related illnesses, including at least two deaths. Beattie says bacteria in raw milk can cause organ failure and death, especially in children and elderly people.
What do you tell a parent whose child is either in the process of dying or is seriously ill from raw milk contaminated with E. coli 0157? When that child dies, or if it should die, and that raw milk was the cause of it, isn't that death enough?
But advocates of raw milk say the FDA and the food industry exaggerate the risks and turn a blind eye to the benefits. The lawsuit includes plaintiffs from several states, including two from Iowa. They want the FDA to allow them to buy raw milk in the 28 states where it is legal and bring it back home. Their attorney is David Cox of Columbus, Ohio.
For government in this case to claim that it's regulating the quote-unquote public's health is ludicrous. These people are making decisions for themselves.
FDA officials declined to comment for this story, but in court documents, FDA calls the case speculative. The agency says while it is illegal to sell raw milk across state lines, there's no evidence those regulations have been enforced against people who want to buy it for personal use. Jennifer Allen, the cancer survivor from Council Bluffs, says she wants a court to make clear that's true. Allen says she wouldn't drink just any raw milk, but she feels comfortable with the Nebraska farm where her milk is produced.
I know my farmers. I know the philosophy that they farm by. I visit their farm every time I buy milk, and they are very open to talking about how they farm, and I feel very safe.
Legislation has been introduced in Iowa to allow raw milk sales, but failed. A decision in the case against FDA is expected later this summer.